Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Humphries. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Vozmak moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Vozmak scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Humphries reaches second base with a double. Kroner moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins has Kroner trapped. There's the throw to Desodles and back to Higgins, who tags Kroner for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Humphries scores. Larry moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Humphries. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Ostermueller goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Humphries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Ken Yungles now pitching. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Nonnenkamp takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Cronin scores. Higgins moves to third. Nonnenkamp moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Higgins scores. Nonnenkamp moves to third. Doerr moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Oscar Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Nonnenkamp reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. Nonnenkamp moves to third. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Jungels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jungels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Helf now catching. Al Milner now pitching. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostermueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Moose Salters now playing right field. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nonnenkamp hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-3 in the game. Ostermüller bunts in front of the plate. Helf catches it and throws to first to double up Desautels. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing third base. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. Two outs. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nonnenkamp. Milner reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milner scores. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-4 in the game. Ostermüller takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ostermüller moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Helf settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Helf. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nonnenkamp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Webb moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Webb moves to third. Kroner moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-2 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.